Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more on your federal or state income taxes, I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS, with their Fresh Start initiative, is offering more flexible terms to Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. They can help you lift your wage garnishments, stop bank levies, and put your tax problem behind you once and for all. If you owe tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS or state, our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, we can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your debt for far less than what you owe. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I'm always happy to say good morning, good day, wherever you are, as we have many listeners on the internet around the world as well. And of course, the show is syndicated, so wherever you are, it's good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. It's nice to have you with us. And we've got quite a variety of topics to cover on today's show. So let's open up right now with one that I think should be of interest to everyone. It's about money. And I don't know where it is on the list of priorities for you, but it's got to be somewhere on that list. Joining us is Leanne Jacobs. She's worked sales and marketing for a number of Fortune 100 companies, including Johnson & Johnson, Nike, DuPont, etc. And has an MBA, and what impresses me the most, an 8-time marathoner, surfer. Wow. And she is, along with her husband, is creating a health and wellness charity dedicated to the care of children. Congratulations. If you want to go to the website, you can go to beautifulmoney.com, beautifulmoney.com, the name of the book, Beautiful Money, The 4-Week Total Wealth Makeover, a holistic approach to increasing your net worth, and it is published by Tatcher, a division of Peregrine. And welcome, Tatcher Peregrine.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, congratulations on your book. You know, when a lot of people think about money and a holistic approach to life, there's this kind of a dichotomy, a schism. They almost don't go together. I think the gap has been somewhat bridged by the, and this may not be a good example, but since I started to say it, by the fact that we're now developing a social conscience in certain businesses and that you can get both out of it. You can do something for humanity, for people, and you can also have personal gains. So maybe there is something to be said. Why don't you elaborate on my opening question?
Yeah, I do think that there is a trend and definitely a paradigm shift going on today. And I think one of the reasons is because so many people have burnt out in their jobs and in their careers. And there's just physically no more time they can put into their jobs, and their income plateaus. So it's kind of like you're left with feeling burnt out, already maxing the amount of time, not sleeping well, and people are on the community and a global level saying there's got to be a better way. So that's really, I think the time is really right for this conversation, and you know, I felt that I wanted to definitely get my story across and what I did to start that shift.
Yeah, I want you to go back. You started out, you got married early on, and the basis for this book, the fundamentals, the foundation, is quite a bit predicated on your background. Tell us how this evolved from based on your experience.
Yeah, so I sort of had I'm a great observer, and I really watched around me from a young age people who had success. What they did, I was a sponge of information, so I was always asking questions. And I sort of figured out the formula, you know, for success at the time. And from what I heard was, you know, get as many degrees as you can, get an amazing job with a great company, get into the science. I mean, I started in engineering and then I switched into life sciences. Get married, get a great home, have lots of security and stability. And so I'm a great student, so I just followed the plan to a T, and then fit in fitness, marathon running. So I was always rushing, because I just, in my brain, probably from a young age, I figured the more you can pack in and the more productive you can be, the more successful you're going to be. And I, along the way, I forgot to ask the question, does this feel right? Does this make me happy? So I ended up being really a machine of productivity. And, you know, when you're younger, you don't really notice. You've got lots of energy. But as I got to my late 20s, it started to catch up with me. My body was breaking down. I had checked off pretty much everything on my list. Got an MBA in, like, less than 2 years part-time, which was really record time. Was doing my marathon training at 24-hour gyms at, like, 1 in the morning. And then I would wake up to go to my job with Johnson & Johnson as a sales manager, and I would do that every day. And then I was married on top of that, and I never saw my husband. So I thought, there's something
probably resulted in a good marriage, didn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, I think, you know, it's a journey of learning, and I am grateful for all of the experiences, but I just realized at, you know, later in my 20s that there's got to be a better way that feels more aligned and fulfilling. I don't want to wait until I'm, you know, another 20 years goes by to say I should have made a shift when it didn't feel right. I didn't want to have regrets. So I decided that I would commit to figuring out why I was so obsessed with physically looking good from the outside and chasing success, no matter what the cost.
Yeah, I love the saying. I just think it just popped into my head from years back. An alert mind needs a body fit to work in. And I guess this is a holistic approach. You kind of need the composite of everything. And yeah. and considering that, you make the distinction between financial worth and self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate?
Yeah, so I kind of realized, and again, I'm grateful that this happened in my late 20s, but I realized that my income was really going up a teeny tiny bit each year. And somebody had told me at one point that most people's income doesn't go up more than about 10% in their career. And for me, I was like, why is that, you know, over the 10 years? But I realized that I was really comfortable. I could do my work in my sleep. It wasn't challenging me. And I also settled for just expecting that that was what I was worth. That was the salary I was worth. And until I started meeting people who were making triple, quadruple what I was earning and weren't necessarily more educated than me, I started to question, you know, why is that? Why are their incomes going up exponentially every year? And in 10 years, mine's gone up, you know, just a teeny tiny bit. And I realized that I got comfortable with assuming that what I was earning was all I was worth. And then I got in that comfort zone of just being okay with that. When I started to learn more about how to build confidence in myself and that what my value was, and I started to almost command in a gracious way more for the service I was providing, my income started to rise on an exponential level. And it was almost overnight.
Actions speaks louder than words, as they say. People are sitting out there and thinking, all this sounds great. Boy, I'd like to do what Leanne did and what she recommends for others to do. But how do you, before we talk about your four-week wealth makeover, what are some of the first action steps a person has to take? First part is psychological. Yeah, I want to do this. I'm determined. And then then what?
I think for me, there has to be a shift from that looks great, I'd love to have that, but to I'm committed. So even though you may not know the path yet, there has to be something in your body that says the time is now for change. And again, like you said, that's an internal shift that has to go on. And there has to be some trust there, because you're not really going to know in the beginning. You may read a book, but it's going to be very different. But there has to be that commitment that I don't want to wait another 5 years and see what happens. Like, I'm ready now to be in the driver's seat and take control. So that is the number one thing that has to be done. I find a lot of people will be okay with, they may not be happy with where they are, but it's more comfortable to complain about it than to actually leap and be in the driver's seat. So that's really the first thing that there has to be. And again, sometimes, you know, one of my mentors said, sometimes the world likes to crush you like fine wine, into fine wine a little bit. Sometimes it does take. But what this book is about is hopefully not waiting for a crisis to happen.
Yeah, and we can be sure that crises will happen during our lives. And maybe the second part that you didn't say is learning how to react to a crisis based upon what you've learned. We can't predict what these crises will be in advance. But believe it or not, everybody has them. They certainly come along in life.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you to stick around for another segment. Can you do that?
Absolutely.
All right. A conversation with Leanne Jacobs, the author of Beautiful Money, the 4-Week Total Wealth Makeover, a holistic approach to increasing your net worth, and published by Tatcha Perigee. And we will... We'll be back. Why am I stumbling over that? I've talked about Tatcha Perigee many, many times.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, we return with a very bright, talented, and productive lady. Four kids, by the way, we're chatting off here. Amazing accomplishment. So, you can model yourself after someone who's achieved it and do it within the confines of your own personality, your own character, etc. We should never lose that individuality. The name of the book is Beautiful Money: The 4-Week Total Wealth Makeover, a holistic approach to increasing your net worth. And maybe you could just jump into some of these specifics here, Leanne. Leanne Jacobs joining us. I don't know if I just said that, but you can get into the specifics. You've got a 4-week wealth makeover plan. I know you need an hour to talk about it, but at least get into it.
Yeah, so I'm a very practical and action-oriented person, so I wanted to make sure that the book reflected simple strategies that readers could implement easily in their life. So it wasn't overwhelming. One of the things about financial books, sometimes that it can be a little bit of a mouthful, especially quantitatively and numerically when you buy a money book. So I wanted this one to be one that you actually want to read and you want to learn about, and that can start transforming your life quickly. So I put it into a 4-week program, and the program is systemized in a way that makes sense. The first week really helps you to know what your starting point is. So you're going to do a little bit of calculations, but very simple. And one of the easiest things to do is to calculate your starting point in terms of what your current net worth is. And I feel that that's where a lot of my clients have gotten a little bit misaligned over the years. They're afraid to calculate their net worth because they don't want to see any negatives. They're afraid that they're going to be hard on themselves, so they just don't calculate it altogether. They don't have any clue what their net worth is. So that's where we start in the book, and then we also start by clearing what isn't working for you anymore. So as an example, for me, I used to say yes to everything. I used to focus more on people-pleasing than on making myself content. So my schedule was filled, like it was overfilled with things that were no longer things I should have been doing. But I just became addicted to saying yes. So one of the things I had to do was learn to set boundaries. And I had to learn to schedule better. I had to learn how to prioritize properly. And I had to get rid of a lot of things in my life. I call it the beautiful money cleanse, that were clogging up my life and also impacting my health. So it was like a cleanse process that, you know, some things in my physical world, my emotional world as well, where was I making unhealthy choices in my life? And where was it affecting? Sometimes we don't think about where it affects our finances. But for many people, if their emotions are very filled with anxiety and tension all the time, it will show up in their money. Emotional spending, maybe more when they're feeling anxious, they might go out and spend more money. Typically, the finances are messy, so we don't think of it all the time, but there is a correlation between how we handle ourselves in terms of how messy our life is, and then how that shows up in our money.
Go ahead. I'd rather have you continue. Go ahead.
Yeah. So that's what we do in week one. It's really just getting really clear, crossing the start line in a very graceful way and a very authentic way, and then clearing space for a year of growing net worth. In the second week, we really focus on aligning our health, our minds, and our actions with beautiful money. So what I mean by that is a lot of people might say, oh, I'd love to have more money. I'd love to not be in so much debt. But their thinking is not aligned with wealth creation. So in their mind, they might be thinking oftentimes beliefs like, I'm afraid of money. I never have money. I'm always going to be in debt. So we focusing our thinking on our what we really desire in terms of our money must be transformed as well. So I give techniques and examples and practices in week two with how we can fine-tune that. And another example is if we're spending most of our time on trivial things that don't generate income, then some shifts have to be. You know, like some of my friends who wanted to make more money in the year, but were spending way too much time on their email, like hours and hours and hours on email, waiting for emails to come in. You know, we all have little areas where we may hemorrhage potential money making. So when we have more focus and we focus more on, you know, what are the activities that generate income, and then what are activities in our lives that we want to keep that bring us joy and that make us healthy. And
two more weeks coming. What are the last 2 weeks to concentrate on?
Yeah, so in week three, this is where we set our money action plan up for beautiful money. And this is where you're really getting clear on what do you want over the next couple of years, how much income do you want to earn, how do you do that, how are you going to spend your time, how are you going to schedule. So I teach you all of that. And then week four is really how to become a master at goal setting for wealth creation and how to set up a holistic wealth plan so that as you're creating, your health and your well-being becomes a money magnet for you.
What do you think makes your plan or your approach? There are other people who have a holistic approach. I think this is, I won't say it's been a trend, but what would you say are the most distinguishing characteristics of your book?
For me, I believe it's because I'm incorporating very strategic plans and actions into meshing that with health and well-being. And so there's very much a business equation in this, and I feel that that's something that is rare. Like, you may find a lot of holistic books that focus mainly on well-being, but a lot of my my background and my expertise, which is really in mindful action, is incorporated in here. So it's such a compliment, and I think because it's so simple, no, you don't get overwhelmed when you read it. It's so simple to implement. The feedback I've been getting so far is that people have been noticing almost as soon as they start reading the book, financial benefits in their life. One girl found a check because she was so messy all the time, she didn't realize she had a check for like $3,000 lost in her drawer. And when she was reading the book, she had to clean her environment, and she found a check in her dresser.
I haven't passed.
Lucky enough, it was within the expiration. So this is, it's mindful, it's a mindful money book, but it's very strategic and it's very action-based.
All right, got time for about a 15-second conclusion of something that hasn't been covered.
One of the things that I heard once was that people spend all of their time making as much money as they can, and then once they're done, they spend all their money trying to get their health back. So,
great
this
point.
Is what this book's about.
All right, so important. I love that last comment, and take heed. Leanne Jacobs, Beautiful Money, the 4-Week Total Wealth Makeover. It's been great having you on, Leanne.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to take a break and move on here on Stu Taylor on Business.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan, chairman of the Reagan Group and the Reagan Legacy Foundation. You know, when I'm in Boston or when I want to be on radio, I'm with Stu Taylor. You should be with Stu also. Have a great day.
You never know how I love you.
All right, we're back. A little bit of a change of subject here, and the only reason I've gotten away from a lot of business in recent shows is because we have been just so consumed with politics. Everything is politics, even business, by the way. That's Charles Krauthammer quote, gave it on my show. Everything is about politics. But we've got a great learning experience for a lot of people, great educational experience. Joining us right now is Kay Kendall. She's a principal and CEO of Baldrige Coach and an alumni examiner of the Malcolm Baldrige Performance Excellence Program. The book is co-written with Glenn Bodenson, who founded Baldrige Coach in 1989. And the name of the book is Leading the Malcolm Baldrige Way, How World-Class Leaders Align Their Organizations to Deliver Exceptional Results. The book is published by McGraw-Hill. It's in hardcover. Welcome. Nice to have you on, Kay.
Thank you, Stu. I enjoy being on your show.
And first thing, I mean, I know the first question out there from a lot of people is, who's Malcolm Baldrige, and what's the Malcolm Baldrige way? What's this all about? So why don't you give a little bit of an introduction, because the familiarity is I don't think as extensive as it should be.
I agree with you about that. Malcolm Baldrige was the Secretary of Commerce under Ronald Reagan. He had been a very successful businessman before being appointed to that role. And in the late 1980s, he and others became very concerned about America losing its competitive nature, particularly in manufacturing in the automotive and electronics industry. So he formed a group of academics, business people, and others to develop a standard of excellence. Unfortunately, he died tragically following a rodeo accident, and Ronald Reagan had the award named after him in his honor. So the Baldrige Excellence Framework is really a standard of excellence that's now been expanded beyond manufacturing and service to include all sectors, so small business, healthcare, education, and nonprofit. And it really is the ultimate recognition in the United States for performance excellence.
All right, a lot to be said, and I actually agree with you, even though I generally don't take positions when people present books. He was an extraordinary individual, but I want to segue kind of to the book itself and the fact that there are many books out on the issues, and I think these may, correct me if I'm wrong, that maybe three key components of this book are engagement, leadership, execution, etc. There are a lot of principles. What are the distinguishing characteristics about this book? There are so many out on leadership, performance, how to have an organization run efficiently. What are some of the distinguishing aspects of this?
Well, there are a couple, Stu. One is the fact that we wrote the book with the intention that executives are busy, and they oftentimes have a short attention span. So if you look at the table of contents, you'll see that we've divided the chapters into different types of organizations. So one might be when you're already a pretty good organization. Another one might be when you're facing a downturn or a crisis. Another might be confronting a culture of entitlement. So somebody can pick up this book and just dive into the chapters that have relevance to them in leading their organization. The other thing is that we interview more than 50 leaders across more than 30 organizations in every single sector. And so it's not framed from any particular viewpoint. So if you're in healthcare, you can find somebody. If you are in education, you can find somebody to look at. If you're a small business, you can find relevance in the book.
Examining these companies, and it's always difficult to quantify information here, since this isn't math or physics or chemistry. What was there indeed a common thread or several common threads that these leadership companies instituted?
One of the things that really surprised us in reflection is we had a set of questions that we asked every executive, and then we had some that were customized to their organization. We never asked a single question about culture. Every single senior leader that we talked to brought up culture and the fact that he or she was very intentional about defining the culture, promoting the culture, reinforcing the culture of their organization. That was an unexpected gem.
I know there's a lot of anonymity when you do research. Is there any anonymity in terms of maybe discussing specifically a couple of corporations and what are some of the examples that personify this book?
Oh, there's no anonymity in this book. The executives that we interviewed were very gracious about that. Many of them talked about values, the values of the organization, and how important those were in connecting with every single employee. So I'll give you an example. Scott McIntyre, who is the managing director of PricewaterhouseCoopers, the public sector, which supports the government sector, talked about his role in new employee orientation and how he describes the values of the organization. And he's very specific about talking about business opportunities that they will turn away from because they're not in alignment with the values. That was really powerful to us. We also talked with Midway USA, which is now a two-time Baldrige Award recipient. And while we were out visiting them, they actually were etching their values in the sidewalk in front of all of their buildings, and they call them their concrete values. So they want to make sure that people realize there's a permanence to them, that these are not something that they're going to adopt one day and discard the next.
You're going to have to...
Sorry?
All right, I guess we're back. My apologies. We just temporarily, for about 10 seconds, lost contact. So I kind of lost what you were saying. If you could just retrack about 10, 15 seconds.
When we were out visiting with Midway USA, which is a two-time Baldrige Award recipient, they actually were etching their values in the sidewalk at the entrances of all their buildings. And Larry Potterfield, who's the founder and CEO, said that was intentional on his part because he wanted to convey to his employees as well as his customers the permanence of their values. That these were not something that could be adopted and discarded. They were real and they were permanent.
YK do the numbers indicate, and I certainly agree, I speak with enough people here that about one-third of the Americans, as you talk about, that's not my statistic, have been engaged in workplaces over the past 15 years. What are a few of the reasons that it's been disengagement that's overcome this?
I think there's a few reasons, and I don't want to be too cynical, but I honestly think that for publicly traded companies, there's a fascination by their senior leaders on dancing to the quarterly reports with Wall Street. And I think they lose sight of the longer-term view. In fact, one of the things that you'll see is that there are a lot of Baldrige recipients that are, in fact, privately held, and I think those leaders do have that longer-term view. I think when the economy was in the downturn with the recession in 2008, 2009, it was a jaded view by many senior leaders that said these people are lucky to have a job. And I think that's turning around now where you're seeing a great deal of turnover in the workplace because now that the economy has picked up, employees say, I don't need to stay here. I can find a better place.
Yeah, joining us, Kay Kendall, co-author with Glenn Bodenson. The name of the book is Leading the Malcolm Baldrige Way, How World-Class Leaders Align Their Organizations to Deliver Exceptional Results. And what was the most difficult part of writing this book?
The writing. The interviews were delightful. The research was interesting, but actually trying to take all of that and package it in a way that wouldn't be stuffy, wouldn't be boring, that would hopefully engage readers in saying, I want to know more.
Can you stay on for another segment?
I can.
All right, you're able to, correct?
Yes, I am.
All right, we're going to come back and talk about some of the components of business to allow the degree, the optimal performance to occur in business, and some of the things written about in this book. We'll be back with Kay Kendall after these messages.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America. Red, white, and you.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hello, I'm Brian Tracy. I have written 52 books. I've spoken to more than 5 million people in 55 countries. And I can tell you that Stu Taylor is one of the very finest authorities on business and personal success in America today. When you listen to his show and take notes, you'll get yourself a college education in practical, street-smart things that you can do to be more successful in any business.
All right, we're back. The name of the book, Beating the Malcolm Baldrige Way, How World-Class Leaders Align Their Organizations to Deliver Exceptional Results. Our guest, Kay Kendall. The book is co-written with Glenn Bodenson. And as we come back, let me play a little bit of devil's advocate here. And what you talk about, Kay, is the importance and the balance of all these attributes in order to result in optimal success for companies. Mike Tyson, I love this quote. People can make fun of Tyson all they want. I love listening to him. He once said, everyone has a strategy until they get punched in the face. General Patton said, having a strategy is one thing, executing it is another. How do you make that transition? And, it may be called exit strategy in some cases, but these are very real facts. The best laid plans of mice and men, it's going to happen in the Super Bowl. There are going to be two great game plans, and one of them, they're not going to be able to execute, one of the teams.
Well, we actually have a couple of leaders that talked about that in our book. One of them is Paul Warstall, who's the former CEO of Protech. They were really just sailing in terms of their business. And in early 2008, when the economic crisis hit, their sole customer base is the automotive industry. So they went from more than 100% capacity in their manufacturing plants to less than 40%. And he talks about the leaders of that organization making the decision that they were going to stay the course, that they were not going to abandon Baldrige, that they were not going to have a layoff. And they all doubled down. And one of the things that they as senior leaders did was they brought all the work that they had outsourced, groundskeeping, housekeeping, maintenance, they brought all of that inside. And Paul, I thought, was pretty candid when he talked about the senior leaders just didn't delegate that to the frontline staff. They took on those tasks as well. And he described the fact that his role was cleaning the men's bathroom in the administration area. So I think that you can have a strategy that is beset by unforeseen problems, but as long as you have that long-term view and the commitment to execution, you can survive.
How do you survive, have a sense of stability, when you've got a culture that is diversified? And I just mentioned in a monologue segment, well, my least favorite word is diversity. I'd rather go on merits than diversity, but that's a whole other discussion. How do you overcome the and create a culture that really brings everyone together?
Again, I think that's
creating that line of sight, that connection of every single person, regardless of their role, with the vision and mission of the organization. People will accomplish amazing things when they feel like they're attached to something bigger, that they're attached to a noble purpose, if you will. So one of the examples we talk about in our book is the city of Irving, Texas, that won the Baldrige Award. When the examiners were out conducting their site visit, they came upon a city worker who was out picking up trash, and they asked him what he was doing. It was pretty obvious. He was picking up trash. But what he told the examiners was, in a paraphrase, he was helping create a beautiful, safe city for the people of Irving. Now, that's different from picking up trash.
Yeah, you're right. I see that distinction. We got limited time here, so I want you to cover a couple of things really quickly here. One of the difficulties, and again, it's just kind of a follow-up on the organizational culture that brings everyone together, there's this attitude that is pervasive. And, we see it in business, we see it in our personal lives, about, for example, managers and middle management and upper management. How do you get them to kind of coalesce and work together?
Well, one, I think it's a huge mistake for executives to forget that middle management layer, because that can quickly become the concrete layer. You have to engage them. You have to understand what their issues are. And Tommy Gonzalez, who was the former city manager at the city of Irving, talked about how he didn't just jump over them and deal with frontline staff in dealing with the culture of entitlement. He engaged the middle managers and found out what their issues were and addressed those as well. And that was the way he was able to bring them on board. And I think too often, in either a benign sense or a misguided sense, executives jump right to that front line. And the middle managers then become more entrenched in protecting the status quo.
This is one of the principles that you have in the book. This is not from anything that I'm bringing up on my own. You talk about maintaining upward momentum even in a downturn. How do you accomplish that? That's not easy to do, and I think it's one of the real signs of a company that has stability, insight, and flexibility.
Well, and we have several examples in the book about that. And again, I would attribute the success of the organizations that we cite in the book to that visionary leadership. They were leaders that were committed. They were not going to panic. They were going to continue executing with excellence while tightening the belt and understanding the challenges they were facing. So we have Elevations Credit Union. That's an example of that, that when the CEO came on board less than a year after he took the CEO role, the huge financial crisis. We have Park Place Lexus, the only car dealership until this past year that had ever won the Baldrige Award. They also faced the recession in 2008-2009. We have a couple of other examples, and to a person, what allowed these organizations to come out of that downturn was the commitment to continue the path they had chosen and to not panic, to engage employees. That was another thing that we saw, was they engaged their employees in helping them come up with cost-saving methods. They didn't try to hide it. They didn't try to act as though they had all the answers. They were transparent and asked their employees.
All right, we're just about out of time. Thanks for a very informative and interesting couple of sessions here.
Kate
Kendall,
so much,
leading the Malcolm Baldrige Way, how world-class leaders align their organizations to deliver exceptional results. Been a pleasure having you on, and thank you all for listening. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,